For those of you in Nigeria, God says vigilance, vigilance, vigilance is essential because the elections that are coming, God will show himself mighty, but it's important that the people of God do their own part. God says he will dribble the people. He has said that several times already. You know, they will see God as a dribbler. There may be, depending on the way people handle themselves, God would actually perform a miracle that you don't need a second round. But there may be a second round or a runoff during which some people would want to create all kinds of chaos. God would actually establish his counsel unfailingly. Ultimately, truth will win out. Even if there is an intervening period of some kind of, you know, an interim government, it will not last long. Not even as long as the people who otherwise would have wanted it will want it. What is meant for evil, God will turn it for good. I had shared this aspect yesterday. It's an election of intrigues, twists and turns and betrayals. But at the end of it all, truth will win out. If the body of Christ and Nigerians in general will get focused, very important, focused, and be vigilant and keep vigilance before, during, and after the voting process in particular, there will be the establishment of God's purpose. This is where the old guard will be shocked by the Lord himself. Some are going to try to foment trouble and create all kinds of chaos, troubles, rumors of troubles, you know, violence, rumors of violence, but it will not amount to anything. The Lord, as the man of war, will arise and defend his cause over Nigeria and over Nigerians. Now, there is this aspect that I have to finish with quickly. He said, for it is time for the Nigeria that he made before the foundation of the world to rise, and Nigerians to rise. And also, the fact that he will make a clear statement with even a female figure also. But there are certain things that need to be put in place, and God himself will ensure that those are put in place. Whoever walks in covenant with him, God himself will begin to promote at levels that will look shockingly impossible. Shockingly impossible. God will do the seemingly shockingly impossible. That will happen. And what God is about to do will cause men to begin to stand in awe of him. And after that, that which had kept Nigeria like, you know, a sick man on the ground, bound with ropes, will finally be broken. As I saw the ropes being broken, like I said, between about 4:15, 4:17, and 5 p.m. yesterday, I was in a trance. I is like in sleep, out of sleep. You know, if I didn't know, I would have said, was it a dream? Not a dream, but it's more of a trance. And I saw how God